KVUE and KVUE.com. Jessica Sowers joining us here this morning as we talk about the upcoming Spartan Fest fundraiser.
Indeed, the Emporia High Spartans, their home opener coming up this Friday against Topeka West, Welch Stadium. Good to have the Spartans back at Welch. And prior to the game, a big Spartan Fest going to be taking place, and Jessica is here to expand and give us the details. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, let's talk about Spartan Fest. What do we got on the schedule?
Well, Spartan Fest is an event put on by the Emporia High School Football Booster Club, and it's kind of a big tailgate before the first home game. So we will have performances from the EHS band and the cheerleaders and dance team. We'll also have a hot dog meal with chips and a snack cake and bottled water for a suggested donation of $5. And we're just really looking to have some fun before we go to cheer on the Spartans.
For a victory, the home opener coming up at Welch Stadium. Good to be back at Welch after not being able to use the facility last year. So when exactly will things start, Jessica?
We will start at 5 o'clock and serve until about 6:15, or if we happen to run out earlier, then we'll have to stop a little early.
How excited are you to have the Spartan Fest fundraiser and have that first game here at Welch Stadium coming up Friday?
Oh, we're really excited. We didn't get to do Spartan Fest last year and didn't get to play at Welch Stadium, so we're just glad to have things back to a little bit of normal this year. So,
yeah, a little more normal this year. So exactly where will this be taking place near the stadium, Jessica? Where are you going to be?
We will be in the parking lot between Visser Hall and the tennis court.
Okay.
There's that little section of the parking lot that kind of sticks out.
Okay. And folks need to bring their own seating arrangements, I would assume?
Yes. Yeah, so if you've ever been to Spartan Fest in the past, you would know that we had tables and chairs for folks to sit at, but this year, in order to promote social distancing, we're just asking that if people would like to sit down and eat, they'd bring their own chair.
All right, Jessica, we tell folks that the proceeds, this is organized by the Emporia High Spartan Booster Club, and the funds will go to the Booster Club. And what does the Booster Club spend these funds on generally?
Well, we have a variety of things, new equipment, meals for the team after away games, and just anything they might need to kind of keep them going for the season.
All right. Sounds good. So, again, let us know about Spartan Fest, when and where specifically, and what folks can expect to see.
So Spartan Fest is Friday from 5 to 6:15 in the parking lot north of Visser Hall. Before the first home opener for the Spartans.
All right, hot dog meal with chips, snack cake, and water. Suggested donation of $5. You can't beat that. And go Spartans. Jessica, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a great
Bye-bye.
Day. Yeah.
You too. Thanks.
Yeah,
Bye-bye.
Jessica Sauer joining us. Spartan Fest. Let's put the fest
Let's do
in
it.
That activity here this weekend.
And close out with a win from the Spartans, too.
Yeah. Of course, Tim Miller, Steve Inwood will be on the play-by-play call. I'd like to say right here, but once again, we are shifting Emporia High to our sister station, Mix 104.9, because for the second straight week, KU is playing on a Friday night.
Hmm. Well, we'll make the adjustments. And
we will make it happen. We got somewhere to put them. I mean,
exactly.
Thing, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, KU on Friday evening, let me see if I can get my schedule set here, we'll be at Coastal Carolina.
Ooh.
With a 6 p.m., a 6:30 kickoff, a pregame. We'll start ours at 6.
All right.
Okay.
No slouch of a team, Coastal Carolina here, so a tough task here for KU on Friday. Want to let you know, too, we mentioned here Steve Harmon is our newsmaker guest tomorrow, talking about Freedom Fest in early November. We don't have a Newsmaker 3. Lord knows that could change, considering how many events that we've got going on. But we do have a Newsmaker 2 tomorrow. It's Deb Fuller talking about random acts of patriotism taking place on Saturday.
Yeah, and we're working on, as I have been mentioning, we will have a 9/11 bell down at the Great American Market. I think I still have to work at I think we'll be at the intersection of the 700 block between right there off of Commercial Street.
Okay.
Is I think exactly where we will be. We'll make it quite easy for you to access it, and working on getting the playing of Taps live done.
Okay.
Or done live, I should say. Either one works.
Mm-hmm.
Probably early in the morning.
Okay.
On Saturday. There's certain times, of course, that we're looking at getting taps played across the country. And we'll hopefully be landing on one of those times, working on those details as well.
Understood.
For Saturday morning. So I appreciate all the help I've been receiving on this endeavor coming up on the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Okay.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It's 8:57.
Gun Show. It's the K&W Gun Show, Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 3.